Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar daily. First thing before doing other things. God takes it personal when we answer to other issues before Him. Welcome also to Sunday, day 31 in May, as usual. Please open your hand and heart to receive. I'm the responding with amen. I receive it. Sunday is believers' days of gathering together to worship God. Day 31, the last day in the month. So today is not an ordinary day. It is special. May your life receive a special visitation from God Almighty. God will point His light of glory on your life. He's taking you from obscurity to visibility, from back to the front, from front to further front. I prophesy to your life, forward ever, backward never. I say forward ever, backward never. Someone woke up today feeling not too well. Receive your healing now. I say receive your healing now. Someone has woke up in tears over certain issues of life. May God mop up your tears and replace it with smiles and laughters. Someone woke up with a broken heart. May your heart be healed. And someone woke up with joy and excitement. You are just happy and excited. Lay your right hand on your heart, if that described you. Your joy, may your joy like a river keep flowing in your life forever. With joy, you will draw water out of the well of salvation. Nothing will cut short your joy. If you are going to church today, go with the readiness to receive God's word from whoever His servant may be that He will use for you today. Greet whoever sits beside you to the left, right, front, and back warmly and with a smile. Pray and believe God for answer prayers today. Someone woke up feeling like not going to church service today because of some overwhelming issues of life. No, please change your mind, take your bath, dress up, and go. God has a word and a touch for you in today's service. Sunday is the first day in the week. May this week, which is also the first week in June, be a week of strength, favor, support, assistance, and open doors for you and your children. By 12 midnight today, we shall have our 30 minutes monthly crossover vigil from 10 minutes to 12 to 20, 25 minutes after 12 midnight. Don't miss it. I prophesy you shall cross over from May to June with no carryover of any negative. June shall be your month of juicy jumbo blessings. Say amen. I receive it. May 31 celebrant your birthday prayers. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. As you grow in age, so will you grow in grace. You will live long and serve God all your life. Happy birthday. Right? Today is day 14. Of sharing testimonies. So many testimonies are still here that time will not allow us to share this time. Save it in your cell phone. Resend in 3 weeks' time. From tomorrow, we shall start a 21-day of insightful teachings, counseling, and mentoring. Send your questions and issues of life from today. Send the one you sent before that time did not allow us to share them. Listen to testimonies. Connect to it by faith and also by seed. If you can. First testimony today. I did an MRI cervical spinal cord scan. The neurosurgeon said I must do cervical spinal cord compression surgery. I was at the no more delay of May 1. Daddy said everyone with terminal disease should come out and he prayed for us. Then he said go back to your doctor. He will see nothing there again. After the service, I still wanted to see Daddy, but he was too busy. Pastor Paul now prayed for me. Lo and behold, when I got to the hospital on Wednesday for admission to do the surgery on Thursday, the doctor walked up to me and said, my dear, I don't think you need this surgery again. I packed up my bag and went home. I will be transferring my Thanksgiving offering right now. Wow. No more delay, May 1. The second no more delay, Friday, June 12th, will happen in Lagos, Goshen Land. Come for your healings and total deliverance. Another one. I want to testify to God's faithfulness. When Daddy asked us to give 10%, I did. I received funds and gifts from people. I have been sowing seed for my graduation to pass all my exams that have proved stubborn. which I did, and I passed. I am now an MBA holder, and also God provided funds for me to write my CIPM, and now I am ACIPM. My son also passed his WAEC and NECO. I pray God to make his admission into his choice university to be granted. I pray God to settle me maritally, accommodation, and my business, etc., in Jesus' name. Yes, he will do so. Another person. Good morning, Daddy, and my TPGS siblings. Yes, we are siblings in the Lord. I'm here to return all the glory to God Almighty. God has finally remembered me. He blessed me with a bouncing baby boy. After waiting for 3 whole years, I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Daddy Femi Emmanuel, for all you do for us, your children. Wow. Anybody trusting God for the fruit of the womb, connect to that testimony with a good sacrificial seed. Yours too will come. Another person. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for the success in my exam. I just checked my exams portal and I saw that I got 91.67%. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wow. 91.67% in an exam. Connect to that. If you are writing an exam or an interview, connect with a battle seed. Somebody said, please help me to share this testimony. God delivered my brother's son from being electrocuted. People around thought he was dead, but mercy and power of God delivered him. Two, on the 21st of this month of May, you prayed for an alert. That same day, I received an alert of some thousands of naira for the first time of alert prayer. Tithe already paid to Zenith account of Turning Point. The yoke has finally been broken. God's faithfulness, mercy, protection, grace, favor, and provision is too evident in my life and family. Thank you, sir, for all your prayers. I'm grateful. More grace for you to function in Jesus' name. Wow, that is great. The yoke has finally been broken. Money will start flowing in. Somebody said, good morning, our beloved daddy, and my wonderful TPGS siblings. Yes, we are siblings. Let's take ownership of this family. I want to thank God for healing me of one side serve headache, which the doctor said I should pray for it not to lead to stroke. But God honored his servant in my life. After daddy asked us to lay hand on where we feel pain, now I sleep like a baby. No more pains. Hallelujah. Wow. Another testimony. Good morning, daddy. And my TPGS siblings, yes, I like those of us referring to us as siblings. I want to testify to the goodness of God in my life and family, especially since the beginning of the year. He has been surprising us even through sources we did not expect, and we have not lagged. We have even been able to reach out to other people. Thanks so much for your teachings and directions, sir. Wow. God will bless you to overflowing to others. Another person, after participating in the crossover prayer vigil in June 2025 and obeying all instructions, by July 9th, I got a call from a friend who told me a company was looking for someone with a U.S. visa to represent her in the U.S. to witness a test. This was Wednesday. By Saturday, we left Nigeria for the U.S. and visited 2 different states. On my way back home, I forgot my key to the padlock on my luggage in the padlock, even with a stopover of 15 hours in Dubai. We got to Nigeria and find everything intact. Glory be to the God of TPGS. Wow, everything intact. Oh my God, doors are opening for people. Connect to that kind of testimony. Your own doors overseas will also open. In today's devotion, Daddy said that someone that has not called us for a long time, we call. And behold, someone that I have not heard from in ages, on my way to church this morning, called me. Praise the Lord. Somebody will call you. Get ready for a miracle phone call today. Say amen, I receive it. Wow, 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 wow. You will be the next testifier. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. As earlier Ron announced, tonight is our monthly 30 minutes crossover vigil from 12 midnight, 10 minutes to 12 to 20 to 25 minutes after 12 midnight. Don't miss it. Set your alarm clock. Husband and wife families, wake each other up by 11:30 p.m. to join. It shall be live stream. Join via our YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram platforms. Invite all your contact to join. Month has ended. So if you're a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, do so. Battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitments, and the seed of 5555 this month till 12 midnight tonight. Quickly sow your own before May is over. From tomorrow, June, it shall be seed of 66666. Many people have even started sowing theirs. I started seeing a lot, 6,666 naira, 66 kobo. Some, 66,666 naira, 66 kobo. Do yours as God gives you the grace. Do yours, the equivalent, wherever you are. Sow the victory seed. We are now sowing victory seed. Seed of 5,005 naira. Do so and do its equivalent for all of us abroad. Very soon, I prophesy, you'll be able to tithe in millions and several figures without struggle, without stress. God will lift you up to that level. Friday, June 12th is our second No More Delay service, 8 a.m. Goshen Land, Ikeja, Lagos. All listeners and members all around Lagos, be there. June 12th is a public holiday in Nigeria. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. You are hearing testimonies. Join. You will see the power of God. June 19 and 20 is the TPTF conference in UK, Manchester City. All in UK and Europe, be ready to attend. All in Nigeria, America, all over the world, with your people in UK, encourage them to attend the TPGL UK conference this year, holding in Manchester. Hold up your hand. I prophesy you will end this month well. You are starting the new month great. The power of God will overwhelm you. All these prayers will become testimonies in your life. God sent me to be a blessing to you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.